This is New England Public Radio. I'm Adam Frenier. The influential and iconic Stevie Wonder, who sold millions of albums and won dozens of Grammys, is coming to Springfield. September 1st, he'll perform at the MassMutual Center for the first time ever. He is in Springfield because the new MGM Casino down the street from MassMutual brought him here. As New England Public Radio's Jill Kaufman reports, MGM says this is just the start of a new kind of entertainment in the city. Everybody's got
It may be a first for Springfield to host Stevie Wonder, but music fans have never stopped coming to the city for jazz, blues, and classical music, and hip-hop and rock fans have been finding events on stages around town or at the Big E over the bridge. Still, it's been decades since the city was a destination for anyone so big. You know who else came to the MassMutual Center in 1976 when it was called the Springfield Civic Center?
Bruce Springsteen played there early on in his career. That was the year after Born to Run came out.
David Sokol was there. He was at hundreds of concerts throughout the Pioneer Valley when he was music editor of the Advocate newspaper into the early 90s. In his opinion, those were the glory days of Springfield's rock scene. Everybody came through. David Bowie, Santana, Aerosmith.
The Eagles, I just found a review I wrote of the Eagles. I think tickets were like $5.
And major hip-hop tours. Marshall Thomas, who grew up in Springfield and is now in the music industry, says when he was a teen in the 1980s.
We didn't miss a beat. Tours were a lot less expensive, so you didn't need the Boston Garden for the tour to make money. So as a kid, you know, you were able to see who you wanted to, whether it was Beastie Boys, LL Cool J, Run DMC, or Houdini. The Civic Center was the place that they performed.
Thomas is also known as DJ Mars. He's been the music director and tour DJ for hip-hop and R&B artists like Usher, Ciara, and Monica, playing at, among other places, the casinos in Atlantic City, Las Vegas, and Connecticut. He says the Stevie Wonder concert is terrific for people who live in Springfield, including his mother, who'll now get to see the big names MGM will bring to town without having to drive too far. MGM could also play its cards right for the city's diverse mix of residents, Marshall says, if it brings performers to town who appeal to everyone.
There's a certain flavor that we're used to in Springfield, whether you're listening to, you know, traditional hip-hop, or you're listening to R&B, Caribbean music, because there's a huge Caribbean contingency in the city, or Latin music.
Music producer Jim Olson runs Signature Sounds in Northampton. He books the Green River Music Festival and bands at the Academy of Music in Northampton, the Shea Theater in Turner's Falls, and Gateway City Arts in Holyoke. Olson's not concerned about competition from MGM. He says there's a hunger for live music in the region.
Certainly in the Upper Valley, there is such a proliferation of music. And mind you, it's not the big names. It's not, you know, there isn't a place to put a band in an arena here.
As for Stevie Wonder playing Springfield, there aren't too many figures in American music or even in the world who can top him, Olson says. But up until now, casinos booking these big names have done so to the detriment of cities like Springfield.
The other casinos, Foxwoods and Mohegan Sun, have siphoned off a lot of talent in the region. They both have arenas of their own, and they're booking things all the time. And because they are active casinos, they can make more attractive offers.
Olson says MGM must have absolutely paid top dollar for Stevie Wonder, and he doubts they're going to make any money on it. That's true and worth it, says Talia Spira, the executive director of entertainment for MGM Springfield.
That's just kind of MGM style. We go big or go home.
This tour, Stevie Wonder is playing exclusively at MGM casinos, Las Vegas, Maryland, then Western Mass. Spira wouldn't disclose how much the company is spending to bring Stevie Wonder to town, but she says MGM Springfield, for now, can't afford to lose in the range of $100,000. That'll happen even if the show sells out. This is marketing.
We are, you know, known as sort of the entertainment company, and we want to make our stamp that MGM Springfield is here, and we're going to be the entertainment hub of Western New England.
That's a tall order, with big arenas so close by in Hartford and Worcester, and at Foxwoods and Mohegan Sun, where U2 performed last month.
All the other venues sort of within a 100-mile radius are on our radar, whether that's in a partnership capacity or a competitor capacity.
That radius Spira mentions, it's not necessarily random, it's contractual. Big names in the live music industry have a non-compete clause in their contracts and can't play locations nearby.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
MGM is betting if people don't want to come to Springfield to gamble, they'll come for the shows and maybe check out the casino resort across the way. Whether that means extra customers for other Springfield businesses, that's a big question mark. Spira has lined up comedy nights and music shows through 2018, but none on par with Stevie Wonder. She promises more big performers, but wouldn't name them. Janet Jackson won't likely play here anytime soon. She's at Mohegan Sun at the end of September. For New England Public Radio, I'm Jill Kaufman.